chapters 20 through 27 of the book of Deuteronomy from the World English Bible. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Mark Penfold. Deuteronomy, chapters 20 through 27, from the World English Bible. Chapter 20. When you go forth to battle against your enemies, and see horses, chariots, and a people more than you, you shall not be afraid of them. For Yahweh your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. It shall be, when you draw near to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people, and shall tell them, "Hear, Israel, you draw near this day to battle against your enemies. Don't let your heart faint, don't be afraid, nor tremble, neither be scared of them, for Yahweh your God is he who goes with you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you." The officers shall speak to the people, saying, "What man is there who has built a new house, and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it. What man is there who has planted a vineyard, and has not used its fruit? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man use its fruit. What man is there who has pledged to be married a wife, and has not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her." The officers shall speak further to the people, and they shall say, "What man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest his brother's heart melt as his heart." It shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking to the people, that they shall appoint captains of armies at the head of the people. When you draw near to a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace to it. It shall be, if it makes you answer of peace, and opens to you, then it shall be that all the people who are found therein shall become tributary to you, and shall serve you. If it will make no peace with you, but will make war against you, then you shall besiege it. And when Yahweh your God delivers it into your hand, you shall strike every male of it with the edge of the sword. But the women, and the little ones, and the livestock, and all that is in the city, even all its spoil, you shall take for a prey to yourself, and you shall eat the spoil of your enemies, which Yahweh your God has given you. Thus you shall do to all the cities which are very far off from you, which are not of the cities of these nations. But of the cities of these peoples, that Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance, you shall save alive nothing that breathes. But you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittite, and the Amorite, the Canaanite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, as Yahweh your God has commanded you, that they not teach you to do after all their abominations, which they have done to their gods, so would you sin against Yahweh your God. When you shall besiege a city a long time, in making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them, for you may eat of them, and you shall not cut them down. For is the tree of the field man that it should be besieged of you? Only the trees of which you know that they are not trees for food, you shall destroy and cut them down, and you shall build bulwarks against the city that makes war with you until it fall. Chapter 21. If one be found slain in the field which Yahweh your God gives you to possess it, lying in the field, and it isn't known who has struck him, then your elders and your judges shall come forth, and they shall measure to the cities which are around him who is slain. And it shall be that the city which is nearest to the slain man, even the elders of that city shall take a heifer of the herd, which hasn't been worked with, and which has not drawn in the yoke. And the elders of that city shall bring down the heifer to a valley with running water, which is neither plowed nor sown, and shall break the heifer's neck there in the valley. The priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near. For them Yahweh your God has chosen to minister to him, and to bless in the name of Yahweh. And according to their word shall every controversy and every stroke be. All the elders of that city, who are nearest to the slain man, shall wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the valley. And they shall answer and say, "Our hands have not shed this blood. neither have our eyes seen it. Forgive, Yahweh, your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and don't allow innocent blood in the midst of your people Israel. The blood shall be forgiven them. So you shall put away the innocent blood from the midst of you, when you shall do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh. When you go forth to battle against your enemies, and Yahweh your God delivers them into your hands, and you carry them away captive, and see among the captives a beautiful woman, and you have a desire to her, and would take her to you as wife, then you shall bring her home to your house, and she shall shave her head, and pare her nails, and she shall put the clothing of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in your house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month. And after that you shall go into her, and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. It shall be, if you have no delight in her, then you shall let her go where she will. But you shall not sell her at all for money. You shall not deal with her as a slave, because you have humbled her. If a man have two wives, the one beloved and the other hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son be hers who was hated, then it shall be, in the day that he causes his sons to inherit that which he has, that he may not make the son of the beloved the firstborn before the son of the hated, who is the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the firstborn, the son of the hated, by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they chasten him, will not listen to them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, and bring him out to the elders of his city, and to the gate of his place, and they shall tell the elders of his city, "This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard." All the men of his city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall put away the evil from the midst of you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. If a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night on the tree, but you shall surely bury him the same day. For he who is hanged is accursed of God, that you don't defile your land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. Chapter 22. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep go astray and hide yourself from them. You shall surely bring them again to your brother. If your brother isn't near to you, or if you don't know him, then you shall bring it home to your house, and it shall be with you until your brother seek after it, and you shall restore it to him. So you shall do with his donkey, and so you shall do with his garment. And so you shall do with every lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost, and you have found. You may not hide yourself. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fallen down by the way, and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him to lift them up again. A woman shall not wear men's clothing, neither shall a man put on women's clothing. For whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahweh your God. If a bird's nest chance to be before you in the way, in any tree or on the ground, with young ones or eggs, and the hen sitting on the young or on the eggs, you shall not take the hen with the young. You shall surely let the hen go, but the young you may take to yourself, that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days. When you build a new house, then you shall make a battlement for your roof, that you don't bring blood on your house, if any man fall from there. You shall not sow your vineyard with two kinds of seed, lest the whole fruit be forfeited, the seed which you have sown, and the increase of the vineyard. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear a mixed stuff, wool and linen together. You shall make yourself fringes on the four borders of your cloak, with which you cover yourself. If any man takes a wife, and goes into her, and hates her, and accuses her of shameful things, and brings up an evil name on her, and says, "I took this woman, and when I came near to her, I didn't find in her the tokens of virginity," Then shall the father of the young lady and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the young lady's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate, and the young lady's father shall tell the elders, 'I gave my daughter to this man to wife, and he hates her. And behold, he has accused her of shameful things, saying, "I didn't find in your daughter the tokens of virginity, and yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity." They shall spread the cloak before the elders of the city. The elders of that city shall take the man and chastise him, and they shall fine him 100 shekels of silver, and give them to the father of the young lady, because he has brought up an evil name on a virgin of Israel, and she shall be his wife, and he may not put her away all his days. But if this thing be true, that the tokens of virginity were not found in the young lady, then they shall bring out the young lady to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her to death with stones, because she has done folly in Israel, to play the prostitute in her father's house. So you shall put away the evil from the midst of you. If a man be found lying with a woman married to a husband, then they shall both of them die, the man who lay with the woman and the woman. So you shall put away the evil from Israel. If there is a young lady who is a virgin pledged to be married to a husband, and a man find her in the city and lie with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city, and you shall stone them to death with stones, the lady, because she didn't cry, being in the city, and the man, because he has humbled his neighbor's wife. So you shall put away the evil from the midst of you. But if the man find the lady who is pledged to be married in the field, and the man force her, and lie with her, then the man only who lay with her shall die, but to the lady you shall do nothing. There is in the lady no sin worthy of death. For as when a man rises against his neighbor and kills him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, the pledged to be married lady cried, and there was none to save her. If a man find a lady who is a virgin, who is not pledged to be married, and lay hold on her, and lie with her, and they be found, then the man who lay with her shall give to the lady's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he has humbled her. He may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's wife, and shall not uncover his father's skirt. Chapter 23. He who is wounded in the stones, or has his privy member cut off, shall not enter into the assembly of Yahweh. A bastard shall not enter into the assembly of Yahweh. Even to the 10th generation shall none of his enter into the assembly of Yahweh. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the assembly of Yahweh. Even to the 10th generation shall none belonging to them enter into the assembly of Yahweh forever, because they didn't meet you with bread and with water in the way when you came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you. Nevertheless, Yahweh your God wouldn't listen to Balaam, but Yahweh your God turned the curse into a blessing to you, because Yahweh your God loved you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, because you lived as a foreigner in his land. The children of the third generation who are born to them shall enter into the assembly of Yahweh. When you go forth in camp against your enemies, then you shall keep yourselves from every evil thing. If there is among you any man who is not clean by reason of that which happens him by night, then shall he go outside of the camp. He shall not come within the camp, but it shall be, when evening comes on, he shall bathe himself in water, and when the sun is down, he shall come within the camp. You shall have a place also outside of the camp, where you shall go forth abroad, and you shall have a paddle among your weapons. And it shall be, when you sit down abroad, you shall dig therewith, and shall turn back and cover that which comes from you. For Yahweh your God walks in the midst of your camp, to deliver you, and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore your camp shall be holy,
that he may not see an unclean thing in you, and turn away from you. You shall not deliver to his master a servant who is escaped from his master to you. He shall dwell with you, in the midst of you, in the place which he shall choose within one of your gates, where it pleases him best. You shall not oppress him. There shall be no prostitute of the daughters of Israel, neither shall there be a sodomite of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the hire of a prostitute, or the wages of a dog, into the house of Yahweh your God for any vow, for even both these are an abomination to Yahweh your God. You shall not lend on interest to your brother, interest of money, interest of food, interest of anything that is lent on interest. To a foreigner you may lend on interest, but to your brother you shall not lend on interest, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all that you put your hand to, in the land where you go in to possess it. When you shall vow a vow to Yahweh your God, you shall not be slack to pay it, for Yahweh your God will surely require it of you, and it would be sin in you. But if you shall forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in you. That which is gone out of your lips you shall observe and do, according as you have vowed to Yahweh your God, a freewill offering which you have promised with your mouth. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, then you may eat of grapes your fill at your own pleasure, but you shall not put any in your vessel. When you come into your neighbor's standing grain, then you may pluck the ears with your hand, but you shall not move a sickle to your neighbor's standing grain.
Chapter 24. When a man takes a wife and marries her, then it shall be, if she finds no favor in his eyes, because he has found some unseemly thing in her, that he shall write her a bill of divorce, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. When she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. If the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorce, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, who took her to be his wife, her former husband, who sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled. For that is abomination before Yahweh. And you shall not cause the land to sin, which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. When a man takes a new wife, he shall not go out in the army, neither shall he be assigned any business. He shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer his wife whom he has taken. No man shall take the mill or the upper millstone to pledge, for he takes a life in pledge. If a man be found stealing any of his brothers of the children of Israel, and he deal with him as a slave, or sell him, then that thief shall die. So you shall put away the evil from the midst of you. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that you observe diligently, and do according to all that the priests, the Levites, shall teach you. As I commanded them, so you shall observe to do. Remember what Yahweh your God did to Miriam, by the way, as you came forth out of Egypt. When you do lend your neighbor any kind of loan, you shall not go into his house to get his pledge. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you do lend shall bring forth the pledge outside to you. If he be a poor man, you shall not sleep with his pledge. You shall surely restore to him the pledge when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his garment and bless you, and it shall be righteousness to you before Yahweh your God. You shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he be of your brothers or of your foreigners who are in your land within your gates. In his day you shall give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down on it, for he is poor and sets his heart on it, lest he cry against you to Yahweh, and it be sin to you. The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. You shall not deprive the foreigner or the fatherless of justice, nor take a widow's clothing in pledge. But you shall remember that you were a bondservant in Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you there. Therefore I command you to do this thing. When you reap your harvest in your field, and have forgot a sheaf in the field, you shall not go again to get it. It shall be for the foreigner, for the fatherless, and for the widow,
that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the foreigner, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When you harvest your vineyard, you shall not glean it after yourselves. It shall be for the foreigner, for the fatherless, and for the widow. You shall remember that you were a bondservant in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command you to do this thing.
Chapter 25. If there is a controversy between men, and they come to judgment, and the judges judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his wickedness, by number. 40 stripes he may give him, he shall not exceed, lest, if he should exceed, and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother would seem vile to you. You shall not muzzle the ox when he treads out the grain. If brothers dwell together, and one of them die, and have no son, the wife of the dead shall not be married outside to a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in to her, and take her to him as wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. It shall be that the firstborn whom she bears shall succeed in the name of his brother who is dead, that his name not be blotted out of Israel. If the man doesn't want to take his brother's wife, then his brother's wife shall go up to the gate to the elders, and say, "My husband's brother refuses to raise up to his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of a husband's brother to me." Then the elders of his city shall call him, and speak to him. And if he stand and say, "I don't want to take her," then his brother's wife shall come to him in the presence of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot, and spit in his face. And she shall answer and say, "So shall it be done to the man who does not build up his brother's house." His name shall be called in Israel, "The house of him who has his shoe untied." When men strive together one with another, and the wife of the one draws near to deliver her husband out of the hand of him who strikes him, and puts forth her hand, and takes him by the secrets, then you shall cut off her hand. Your eye shall have no pity. You shall not have in your bag diverse weights, a great and a small. You shall not have in your house diverse measures, a great and a small. You shall have a perfect and just weight. You shall have a perfect and just measure, that your days may be long in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. For all who do such things, all who do unrighteously, are an abomination to Yahweh your God. Remember what Amalek did to you by the way, as you came forth out of Egypt, how he met you by the way, and struck the hindmost of you, all who were feeble behind you, when you were faint and weary, and he didn't fear God. Therefore it shall be, when Yahweh your God has given you rest from all your enemies all around, in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it, that you shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under the sky. You shall not forget. Chapter 26. It shall be, when you have come into the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell therein, that you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you shall bring in from your land that Yahweh your God gives you, and you shall put it in a basket, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose, to cause his name to dwell there. You shall come to the priest who shall be in those days, and tell him, "I profess this day to Yahweh your God, that I am come to the land which Yahweh swore to our fathers to give us." The priest shall take the basket out of your hand, and set it down before the altar of Yahweh your God. You shall answer and say before Yahweh your God, "A Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt and lived there, few in number, and he became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. The Egyptians dealt ill with us, and afflicted us, and laid on us hard bondage. And we cried to Yahweh, the God of our fathers, and Yahweh heard our voice, and saw our affliction, and our toil, and our oppression,
And Yahweh brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terror, and with signs and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place, and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, behold, I have brought the first of the fruit of the ground, which you, Yahweh, have given me. You shall set it down before Yahweh your God, and worship before Yahweh your God. You shall rejoice in all the good which Yahweh your God has given to you, and to your house, you and the Levite, and the foreigner who is in the midst of you. When you have made an end of tithing all the tithe of your increase in the third year, which is the year of tithing, then you shall give it to the Levite, to the foreigner, to the fatherless, and to the widow, that they may eat within your gates and be filled. You shall say before Yahweh your God, I have put away the holy things out of my house, and also have given them to the Levite, and to the foreigner, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all your commandment, which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed any of your commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten of it in my mourning, neither have I put away of it, being unclean, nor given of it for the dead. I have listened to the voice of Yahweh my God. I have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation, from heaven, and bless your people Israel, and the ground which you have given us, as you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. This day Yahweh your God commands you to do these statutes and ordinances. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have declared Yahweh this day to be your God, and that you would walk in his ways, and keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his ordinances, and listen to his voice. And Yahweh has declared you this day to be a people for his own possession, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and to make you high above all nations that he has made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to Yahweh your God, as he has spoken. Chapter 27. Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, Keep all the commandment which I command you this day. It shall be on the day when you shall pass over the Jordan to the land which Yahweh your God gives you, that you shall set yourself up great stones, and plaster them with plaster. And you shall write on them all the words of this law when you have passed over, that you may go into the land which Yahweh your God gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as Yahweh the God of your fathers has promised you. It shall be, when you have passed over the Jordan, that you shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and you shall plaster them with plaster. There you shall build an altar to Yahweh your God, an altar of stones. You shall lift up no iron on them. You shall build the altar of Yahweh your God of uncut stones, and you shall offer burnt offerings thereon to Yahweh your God. And you shall sacrifice peace offerings, and shall eat there, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your God. You shall write on the stones all the words of this law very plainly. Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, Keep silence and listen, Israel. This day you have become the people of Yahweh your God. You shall therefore obey the voice of Yahweh your God, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day. Moses commanded the people the same day, saying, These shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you have passed over the Jordan: Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Joseph, and Benjamin. These shall stand on Mount Ebal for the curse: Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites shall answer and tell all the men of Israel with a loud voice, Cursed is the man who makes an engraved or molten image, an abomination to Yahweh, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. All the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed is he who sets light by his father or his mother. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who removes his neighbor's landmark. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who makes the blind to wander out of the way. all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who the foreigner, fatherless, and widow of justice. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife, because he has uncovered his father's skirt. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with any kind of animal. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor in secret. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who takes a bribe to kill an innocent person. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who doesn't confirm the words of this law to do them. All the people shall say, Amen. The end of chapters 20 through 27 of the Book of Deuteronomy from the World English Bible. Recording by Mark Penfold.